Hey guys, my name is Mavi and I've spent the last 14 years in the plastic surgery and beauty industry, working alongside some of the best plastic surgeons in the country. Now I don't work for anybody, so I have unbiased opinions about hundreds of surgeons from across the world, and I can help you achieve the body of your dreams. Hey guys, do I have the episode for you today? You always hear about aging gracefully, and what does that mean? Right? What does it mean to age gracefully? So today I'm so excited to have a very, very good friend, Andrea Gomez, and she's going to be helping us discover what does aging gracefully mean?
Welcome, Andrea. Mavi, I'm so excited to be in your podcast. I've been following you and you have a great, great content, and I'm so honored to be here with you today.
Thank you. I'm so happy to have you. You know, I saw your Instagram and I was like, oh my God, this lady is hot. And then I saw that following up post where you were talking about different ages and how different women are at different stages of their life. And I'm like, you know what? I'm getting close to 35. I'll turn 35 this year.
And you're a baby.
I feel the age coming. I feel the things coming. And I'm like, you know what? I don't want to be a Debbie Downer and think, oh, aging is bad, or like I'm looking at it negatively. I feel like I want to look at it like positively. It's amazing. I'm thankful that I get to live and get old and get wrinkly and get all these different things. So Andrea, tell me and tell us, what have you been doing to keep yourself in shape and aging gracefully?
Well, I am 51 years old, believe it or not. Many people don't even believe that I am not even on my 40s or 50. People sometimes think that I'm on my 38, 39. But I'm 51. I feel great. I don't feel like I want to go back on my 20s. I don't even want to feel back on my 30s. I look at pictures when I was in my 20s and my 30s, and I think I look the best right now on my 51. I feel the best, and in my experience and my knowledge, and I take it of myself. So I think it will be a combination of a couple of things. First of all, our dear friend, Dr. Newell, has a lot to do, one of the best plastic surgeons in town. He has a lot to do, but he is not a magician. If you don't contribute to yourself and you don't help yourself to look good, Dr. Neil cannot do much. So I think the secret, which is not a secret, it's something that is a lifestyle. If you do at least 70, 80, or 90% of your month or your week, the best thing for your body, and you're going to see the results. Meaning, work out at least 4 or 5 times a week. And I will tell you guys and ladies that are watching this, I thought that doing cardio, it was the best. And I was running 6 miles a day for so many years. I was like, okay, I was not fat. I was not gaining weight. I was okay. But when I start seeing the big results on my body is when I start doing weights. And I start doing weights at my age of 44, meaning like 7 years ago. And that's when I start seeing the real results. And that's when I start seeing that my body changed, even my face, my strength, and my everything in my life changed with weights. And combination with a good eating right and a lot of protein, a healthy lifestyle. And you can have your drinks and you can have your normal life. But whatever you do, do it like, you know, Monday to Friday, you know, the good lifestyle. If you do that, believe me, you're going to see the results. And I'm seeing right now, I'm 51. I don't take any pills for nothing. I'm completely healthy. I don't have high pressure or cholesterol or nothing. And I feel great. So I think that combination between Dr. Newell, you know, those cosmetic things, and then a good lifestyle, for sure is going to be aging grateful.
I agree 100%. You know, I heard this, I saw this thing online actually. It said the biggest investment you can give to yourself in your older age is weightlifting, is starting to lift weights younger.
Yeah.
Because that muscle mass helps you through your old, well, I don't want to say old age, but it helps you through your life to just stay stronger, prevent bones breaking, prevent a lot of different things that come from not having the muscle mass. So I think you are 100% right. What about skin? I think skin is like the number one. We've talked about it actually with plenty of surgeons where they talk about how the facelift is just a portion of the surgery and rejuvenating, but the skin is like the blanket that lays on top of the mattress that they just fixed. So skin is very important, and having a good skincare routine is probably one of the top things that you can do for yourself in your cosmetic journey, having a good skincare routine. So what are you doing for your skin?
So I do a couple of things. So first of all, a good skincare routine, it helps. But remember, everything comes from inside. If you're not eating right, you're not drinking enough water, and you're not hydrating yourself and also taking supplements that is going to help you with your skin, it doesn't matter if you have the most expensive skincare products. You're not going to see the same results. So to me, I drink at least a gallon or a gallon and a half daily of water. I don't drink sodas. The only thing that I drink in the morning is coffee. I don't smoke. So that's a big thing. I don't vape. I don't do none of those things because that ruins your skin, first of all. Of course, exercising, that helps you a lot with your skin. A little bit of sun, it helps you with your skin. Wearing a sunscreen every single day. And I'm telling you, ladies, if you think that you're not outside or it's winter and you should not wear sunscreen, you're wrong. You have to wear sunscreen even for the light of the iPhone or the cell phone, even for the lights on your house, even if you're going to sleep and you're watching TV. Those lights affect your skin. So sunscreen, eating right, drinking a lot of water, exercising, and good skincare products. I use normally kales in the morning, at night. I shower myself morning and night. That's another thing. You need to wash your face. It's better if you take a shower, your full body shower, morning and night. But if not, at least wash your face at night and clean your skin very well, and then apply all the products. A lot of oils and good those antioxidant creams, all of those things is going to help. And then apply, even if you're going to go to sleep, apply sunscreen. I think that's a secret.
I 100% agree, because you are right. The health of our, not just our skin, but our whole body, it all starts in our gut. I don't know, to all of my girls who are listening, I don't know how much y'all have gone into discovering how much the harmony that is in our gut affects literally everything, even to our mental health. Everything comes from what you're eating and what you're putting in your body. And I want to touch on something you just said about smoking and vaping. When you have nicotine, and we talked about it on that episode with Dr. Abbasi about cigarettes and surgery, when you vape or you have nicotine for 90 minutes after every cigarette, your skin is not receiving the adequate blood flow. The nicotine constricts your blood vessels. So that if you look around and you look at people who smoke and they've been smokers for a long time, something that you can see is kind of their skin is a little, I don't want to be mean, but they call it themselves leather face. Like they're Their skin just looks kind of leathery. It doesn't look great. And how many times I've been in the office and I have somebody who's coming in and they're in their 50s or 60s and they're like, oh my God, I used to sunbathe with baby oil all my life and now look at my skin. And they're trying to come in to pedal back all of the damage that had already been made. And you don't want to be on that boat. Stay away from tanning beds. Stay away from outdoor, just laying out in the sun, tanning for 3 hours, getting sunburned. All of that is going to affect the health of your skin. And when I think aging gracefully, right? There's so many different ways that it could be done. There could be the way, which is perfectly fine, of somebody who doesn't want to do anything and they just want to age normally and go forward with how they believe aging should be. But there's the other side of it, which is there's a lot of new information coming out about aging and reversing aging and how there's supplements. I believe one's called NAD.
I take that every morning. I take that every morning. So that's what I was saying. You have to have the right supplements. You know, these days it's not like I'm 51. Of course, I'm way, way older than you. But when I was in my 20s and even my 30s, everything that exists today didn't exist. So today is very easy to take care of yourself. It's a lot of supplements. It's a lot of access to technology, to many treatments and procedures that you can access in the early age, and you can prevent many things. And I wish not only that those things exist in my time, on my 20s, but also I wish that I have somebody telling me, or access to this stream platform like yours, telling you like it's important to take care of yourself when you're on your 20s or even on your teenager age. And you know, I have twins. They're 18 years old. I have a boy and a girl, and I'm constantly telling my daughter, because she's like, oh, I'm young, so I can do whatever. And that's the mentality of young, because we were there before. We were there at one time. And I said, like, now that she's in college, she's, mommy, now I'm working out. Mommy, now I'm taking care of my skin. Everything that you told me that to do it and I never did it, now I need to do it. Now I'm more conscious about this, because now she's an adult and now she likes boys and now she wanna feel attractive. And you know, acne is one of the biggest thing when you're a teenager that make you feel uncomfortable and very, you know, affect your self-esteem and things like that. So now she's aware that she needs to start taking care of herself, because if you don't do it at the early age, chances are later on trying to reverse things, I'm not gonna say it will be too late, but you will have to go through a major procedure, which is like facelift and things like that, that is gonna cost you more money, and probably you're not gonna see like really good results or the one that you wish.
You're 100% right. And I think that leads us into this next little topic, which is appropriate, like by age group, right? Like, okay, if you're in your 20s, you should be doing this. If you're in your 30s, you should be doing this. So I'll start with in your 20s. So in your 20s, there's a lot of things you could be doing. But one of the things that I always recommend, of course, is sunblock, a vitamin C serum. I started using vitamin C serums, sunblocks, HAs, like working in the industry. I always had access to it. And anytime I could get my hands on something new, something that was brand new on the market, I wanted to try it. One of those things was vitamin C. And that was, I don't know, over 12 years ago when I started using vitamin C serums really, really proactively. And I noticed a huge change in my skin because you guys, let me tell y'all this mistake I made once. Oh my gosh. I was going to go on vacation to the beach. And I had just started in the industry. And I decided I'm going to have a microderm before I go.
Oh,
So
God.
So I know, I know. I had a microdermabrasion and then I went on my beautiful sunny beach vacation and I came back with hyperpigmentation all over my cheeks, all over. And I still suffer a little bit from it, but it was so bad. And at that time, I was like, what can I do? I remember one of my reps came in and it was for a skincare line, SkinCeuticals. And SkinCeuticals rep came in and he told me, try this product, vitamin C, Floratin. And I was like, vitamin C, how is that going to help with my hyperpigmentation? And you guys, it really did. I mean, I don't have it as bad now, but back then they were dark. It almost looked like melasma. I really did a number on myself.
Oh my God, that's crazy. Yeah, sometimes we do things and we don't read about it and we don't inform ourselves. And especially when you're young, I mean, we think that we can do everything and get away with everything because our superpower is being young. And we think that we can eat the whole world and we are on top of the world. And we think we have time and we think we make so many mistakes. And that's what I'm telling you now, my 51, I don't want to go back on my 20s. If I can stick in one age, I would say I just want to stay now, like here, like oh, 50 years old, 50. But looking like this, with the knowledge I have, experience I have, and just stay right here.
I heard this that 50s is the new 30s because it's like you have all of this experience, right? You've learned so many lessons, which I did not understand until now that I'm in my 30s. I did not understand what people meant when they're like, you have so much knowledge when you get older. And you're not the first one that I hear. I've heard patients everywhere tell me I would not go back. I would not go back to my 20s. I was young and dumb and I didn't know what I was doing. But now, like, I'm full of knowledge and I'm full of experience and I just know what I want and how I want it. And I love talking. I've always had the privilege of talking to women older than me because they were coming into the office to have procedures. And I always soaked it all up. Everything they would tell me, I would just soak it up because I knew like they've already been there. They've already experienced it. And they're not going to tell me something to hurt me. They're telling me something to help and to just share their experiences. So tell me, in your 50s, what would you say are the biggest lessons you learned in your 30s and 40s that now you're like, never?
I would say on my 20s and 30s, I think from my 40s till now, I mean, it's been 10 years. When I was 41, I start seeing big changes in a positive way. I start looking the best because I was more conscious about my body, about my face, about my skin, my hair. I was more conscious about everything, everything. So I would say on my 20s and my 30s, I didn't care much about what I was eating. I didn't care much about working out. I mean, yeah, I was running, but not like daily. I was partying a lot on my 20s, not on my 30s, but on my 20s. I was like, you go clubs and till 3, 4, 5 in the morning, you don't get enough to sleep. That's another big thing. That biggest mistake. And I remember my mom and my dad telling me, your skin is gonna pay for it. Your skin is gonna pay for it. Like, oh, you just wanna bother. Don't want me to go out. And well, it's true. I mean, you go out till 3, 4, 5 in the morning, and then you have to wake up kind of early, so you only get 3, 4, 5 hours to sleep. And sleep is something that if you don't sleep enough, you can tell the next day because your face is showing it right away. You have these dark eyes, circles, and it shows. So I think also sleep. I think that was my biggest mistake that I didn't sleep a lot enough, and I was not putting on my skin enough good products. I use a lot the tanning beds, as you're saying, one of the biggest mistakes. I did it on my 20s also. So in my 30s, I started changing a little bit because that's also when I got pregnant. I was 31. So as soon as I got pregnant, I stopped the tanning beds completely. Completely. And of course, getting pregnant, I was not able to sleep because now it's not, I'm not party, but I have two kids and it's twins, two at the same time. So I don't get in enough to sleep. So I would say I made most of my mistakes on my 20s. On my 30s, I was like raising two babies. So I guess it was not getting enough to sleep because I was working at Univision back then, and I was the main anchor. So I was working from 1 in the afternoon till 11 at night, coming back home, taking care of the two kids were already asleep, but they were waking up 5 in the morning. So I didn't get enough to sleep. And I was like staying with them the whole morning and then going to work. Then when they start going to school, same thing, I mean, I was not with them in the whole morning, but I was waking up early, taking them to school, coming back, getting ready myself, cooking for them when they come back from school, leaving everything ready for the nanny to take care of my babies. So I was living like a constantly a stress life. So I think, I mean, it's something that sometimes you cannot avoid those that stress life because that's part of the life, especially if you have kids, you have a husband and things like that. So I think on my 40s, I was more conscious about that. Plus, I got divorced on my 40s.
Congratulations.
So yeah, thank you. Happily divorced. Thank you. You're the first person that told me congratulations. Every time I said I got divorced, I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. Like, I'm sorry for what? It
I'm
was the
divorced,
best.
so I understand.
Oh my God, it was the best thing that could happen. My levels of stress went down, and I said, like, I'd rather to have 10 times or 100 times the stress with my kids, but not with a husband, or at least a bad husband. Because I know many ladies are lucky that they have a good husband. And I'm not gonna mistake here the guys that if somebody's watching us, you guys can be an amazing dad, a wonderful dad. But unfortunately, you're not the best husband. And this is something that many men, and I would say, and I take also responsibility on a woman, because many women become a great mother and they forgot to be a wife. And the same with guys. They become a great dad and they forgot to be a husband. So I think that's why we ended up being divorced. Because sometimes we put our priorities in only our kids and we forgot that part of the healthiest life for our kids is to have good marriage. If we cannot provide good marriage for our kids, it's better to get divorced. And sometimes I hear couples saying like, oh, I just stay because of the kids. And then the kids are seeing mom and dad fighting all the time, no love, no nothing to do as a couple. And what happened when in adult life, you are teaching these kids that it's okay to live in the same house without love. It's okay to live in the same house fighting all the time. So you're teaching the wrong thing on these kids. So then they get affected in their adult life with their own relationships, trying to find a husband or trying to find a wife or trying to find a healthy relationship. So I think part of my get rid of my stress, it was getting rid of the stress that it was costing me, my husband. So I got rid of that. I filed for divorce. I got divorced in 2015, and since then, I look better than ever, never than ever, because of
You
that.
know, I was gonna say for my biggest mistake, right, that I made in my 20s was caring about what other people thought. And that was, looking back, that was what my biggest mistake was caring so much about what other people thought or would think about me. If I did whatever it was. And when I filed for divorce, it was one of the hardest decisions I ever made.
So you
But
got married on your 20s.
yes, I got married super young. I got married very, very young in my early 20s, and I got divorced at 30.
Oh, wow.
And Yeah, I was married for 10 years. And looking back, I know I would have done things differently knowing everything I know now. Like, I wish I could go
Just
back and change it.
and just wait till you get my age, and you're gonna say, "My God."
But one of those things was definitely caring what other people thought. And honestly, ever since I had my divorce and my living my own life and being in control of my own decisions and being able to say, I'm going to do this and I don't have to ask anybody for permission or I don't have to get an approval from somebody about what I'm doing, my life changed. This show came from me deciding that I wanted to do something, nobody stopping me, my partner supporting me and encouraging me to go for it and to do whatever you want, do whatever makes you happy. And that was something that I had not had before. I didn't know when I was choosing my husband when I was in my early 20s what I really should be looking for in a partner to be the father of my kids and to be the partner for the rest of my life. I really didn't know. And looking back, I would have chosen differently if I did have all that knowledge. So, you guys, if you're listening and you're on the bench about choosing the right person, doing the right thing for yourself for aging and for the rest of your life, one of the things that I can tell you that helped me was losing the weight of other people's opinions. That was the most important thing that I did. And even you guys with this show, you have no idea how many times I've felt like, is this cringy? Like, should I even be doing this? Because my daughter, who's 10, tells me I'm cringe all the time. So she puts it in my head like, am I? Should I be? And then I look back and I talk to my girls and I talk to all of my surgeons and I talk to all the people. I'm like, you know what? I'm doing the right thing. I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm helping people around the world and it makes me so happy. So lose the weight of other people's opinions as you're losing, if you have to lose weight, as you're losing that, lose that weight too.
Yeah, that's something that I've been pretty much, I would say, all my life, I didn't care what people think about me or what people say about me. I didn't care. It's just my personality. But of course, being on after my, after my 30s, and having kids, of course, having kids it gets you mature a lot, and especially me working on the show business on TV for 15 years. People talk about you. People are like, you are constantly in people's eyes. They're like, oh, the hair is too short. Oh, the hair is too long. Oh, the hair is too dark. Is the hair is too light? Oh, she gains weight. Oh, she looks now older. Oh, now, like, I don't care. But you know what? Something I learned. I love when people talk about me, good or bad. I will be very sad if nobody talks about me. That will mean like I that doesn't exist. I don't exist in this world. If you exist, people will talk about you. That means that you're important. You're very important, especially if they talk bad about you. Oh my God, that's because they're jealous, insecurities. So I was like, every time they talk bad about me, like, give it to me, baby. I love it because that means I'm important for you. That means I'm doing something good. For sure, I'm doing something good. So it's like, I don't care.
You know
The
what?
more the people talk about me, the most I like it because that means I'm doing something great.
And that means they're paying attention.
Absolutely. I mean, imagine that nobody pay attention to you, nobody talks about you, not even good or bad. It's like I'm invisible. I am nobody. I don't exist. No, I'm good. People talk about me. Be my guest. I love it. So that's
Well,
something that also my age.
now they're going to be talking about you, but how are you doing it to look so good? So tell us about what surgeries did you have with Dr. Noel, if you want to share.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I always share it on my social media and on his social media and with all my friends because something that also women, please share tips, share everything that is good. I hate when women Other women say like, "Oh, you look good. What do you do?" "Oh, nothing. Nothing. No, you did something. Just share it." You know, women are so, I don't know, the women are against another woman. And we need to come together as our community, female community. That's why guys are so friends. Guys, you don't see those fights between guys because they always support each other. And if you walk into a party, a guy walk into a party, and you see another guy with the same jacket, they're like, "Hey, you know, in what orchestra we're gonna sing," or something like that. They compliment each other. If a woman walk into a place and another woman has the same dress, they're like, "Oh my God, oh my God." They're starting panic, they're starting like stress, and they don't wanna be around that. It's like, no, let's support each other. You know, that will be a superpower. So I think if we do that, those things, and that's gonna make us look even better, because the appearance with age is gonna go away. But what is inside of you? How good you are as a person, your charisma, your attitude about life. How do you treat people around? How do you treat yourself? How do you carry yourself? That's gonna make you look way more better. And girls, I'm gonna share with you guys what I did. So I did a mommy makeover when my kids were almost 5 years old. That was back in 2009. I remember whoever is from Houston or whoever follow the Latin Grammys. We have for the first and last time the Latin Grammys in 2008. Remember? You remember that?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so I was working at Univision, and I have to be in the red carpet. And I have to wear this long dress and everything. And I remember my breasts, my boobies were like till here, okay, after having twins, feeding them, and the change of the pregnancy. I gained 80 pounds with my pregnancy. So of course, you know, everything, your body get messed up. You love your kids, but know what they do to your body. So, and I realized that I was wearing a girdle under the dress. Double pat on those Victoria's Secret bras, and then extensions and everything. I was like, "My God, why I have to suffer and go through this if it's a fix like this with the plastic surgery?" Plus, I used to interview Dr. Newell all the time at Univision, so I remember when everything that long week with the Latin Grammy and everything, I call Patty, which is his patient coordinator, but my dear friend also. I call Patty. I said, "Patty, that's it. Enough is enough. Next year," because I remember the Latin Grammy was at the end of the year. So I said, "2009, next year, I need the mommy makeover. 911. I can no wait anymore." Plus, it was costing my self-esteem, even my sexual life with my husband. It was a lot of things that you go through after kids and after it destroyed your body. And I was working out and I lost all the weight, everything. But something that you can no fix with exercise is the loose skin. So I went through lipo. Like, you know, he took like 11 pounds. It was not a lot, but it was good enough to put it on my butt. So I have a BBL from the lipo, and then tummy tuck. And then my breast, and then that's it. Well, that's a full mommy makeover. And I'm telling you, Mavi, that was the best investment I did in my life. Forget about the house that I bought when I got to this country. I am from Colombia, by the way, and I'm an immigrant. So one of the dreams, the American dream that you have, is buying your own house, your first house. Not even my first house, not even my first car, not even the car of my dreams, that it was a BMW X5 that I'm now driving it. Nothing made me more happy and made me feel that I made the best investment that going through a mommy makeover. It was a change of life, mentally, physically, the energy, the attitude. I was like, "I want to eat the world now." And then 3 years later, 2012, I resigned from the Univision and I started my own company. And since then, people were like doubting. People are like, oh, what are you gonna do without Univision? That's what it make you, that's what it put you here. I said, no, you know what? Univision is a great company. And I have a lot to thank about Univision. And thanks to my experience that I can do what I do right now. But Univision was not making me who I am. I was making myself who I am. And I contribute to the company a lot. Till now, I am also on TV every single day, but with my clients, with Dr. Newell. I am with lawyers. I am with Texas Mattress Makers. I am with a staff company. I'm all day long on TV. Now, buying time. Now I do business with Univision. I used to work for them. Now I do business with Univision. Now I utilize all my experience and all my career and my background helping my clients to not only buy airtime to advertise, but also I do a lot of PR for them. So I have the ability every single day, Estrella TV, Univision, Telemundo, CBS, NBC, Fox, they call me almost every day to look for experts, to look for stories. So I became a source of the news and I am in the middle bringing my clients, also training them how to be on camera, how to say things, prepare them for a good interview, prepare them. I do media training for them. And then now they are on TV and I have Dr. Newell all the time. Last year I put him on TV 15 times on the news. So I do PR, I do marketing. So all of those things came not only for my background on TV, but the plastic surgery, the mommy makeover that Dr. Newell, that's what I love Dr. Newell. He gave me a boost on my self-esteem. He gave me a different sense of what I my capacity. It's like I feel like and now I'm still doing things now for my face because of course aging. So I did Infinity twice and now I did body tight face tight that is not a surgery, but eventually I will do the face the
Lift.
facelift if I need to do it. But so far I've been helping my face, refreshing in my face with those procedures that is not surgical procedures, with also at ACPS. But I think definitely plastic surgery, whoever think it's just vanity, whoever think it's just superficial, they're wrong. Or they don't have the money. Or they don't have the husband to support them. That's what I always say. And every time that and now that I do the marketing, internal marketing for Dr. Neil, besides the TV commercials, every time that a woman come to the consult and they said like, I'm afraid of my surgery. I don't know what to do. I mean, it's painful. I said, you know what is painful? Looking yourself in the mirror, seeing your body messed up and not taking action to from yourself and go and do the surgery because you are in the best hands with Dr. Neil, or you are in the best hands with many doctors in this country that they're it's a fabulous doctors in this country. So what is painful? Looking at yourself in the mirror and naked and see that like a, oh my God, look at this and look at this and look at this and I'm not taking action. Also, then it's painful going through your closet and every single thing that you want to wear is like, oh my God.
You know what? There's this study that I found and I loved it. I've actually made a whole episode about it, about the changes in the woman or even men after surgery. And it had a list of like they get raises, they become entrepreneurs, they start businesses, they do all of these after plastic surgery. And you guys have heard me talk about it so much. All of this brain space, mental space that used to be spent on how do I look? Is this going to look good on me? What am I going to wear? All of these thoughts, right? Now we're not thinking them. Now we're not, they're gone. And all of that energy is kind of like, well, I look amazing. Now what do I do? What do I get
Yeah,
myself into?
I know. Even your sexual life. My God, because now you're confident. Now you're able to have sex with your with the light on that before you used to turn it off. Now you're okay walking naked around your partner. Now you're okay for those things, and this is spice it up everything, spice it up every single aspect in your life. So I think that's wonderful. Like, whoever is like having a second thoughts, like, please. And especially these days, technology these days, if you do the surgery, the recovery time is faster. It's no pain, because now that I'm, seeing surgeries with Dr. Newell, I'm filming surgeries with Dr. Newell, they have this technique. They inject like anesthesia, yeah, it's anesthesia inside. So when you're healing, there is numb. So you don't feel the pain. And I hear every day those patients say, like, I didn't feel any pain. I didn't feel any pain. I did the surgery in 2009. And believe me, even though that I did tummy tuck, lipo and everything, the only thing that it hurts me, and it was not horrible, it was the breast. But some women say, oh, is the tummy tuck. But we go through so painful moments in our life, especially women, when we deliver kids. That was nothing for me. Delivering my kids, if you can handle carrying a baby 9 months, deliver your baby, plastic surgery is nothing. Especially counting the big and positive impact that it's gonna have in your life.
A lot of
So
women ask me, how does it compare the tummy tuck pain to like a C-section? I had a C-section with my kids,
me
both of my
too.
kids. And for me, I was like, you know what? It's kind of the same as far as like, you know how when you after you have it, you can't laugh, you can't
Like, oh
like
yeah.
it hurts
Like,
a
oh
little
yeah.
too. It hurts to move too fast. But you don't have the baby. You don't have the baby at the end of the day.
Exactly. Cry next to you and not letting you sleep. Exactly. You're absolutely right on that. Yeah, I didn't think about that. But yeah, it's like you do that, and then I remember my recovery was like 2 weeks. In 2 weeks I was already not, I mean, not doing everything, but I was able to go back to work and things like that. But yeah, you're right. I mean, you don't have the baby next to you crying. Crying.
Take your pain pills and you'll be
Yeah,
dressed. You can eat. Now you're
exactly.
the baby. You're the baby. At least for 2 weeks, let yourself be taken care of. And this is something I always like to tell my girls, let yourself be pampered. Let them take care of you during your recovery. Because as moms, especially, we're so used to being the ones to be on the go and being the ones taking care
I
of
know.
everybody and being the
I
ones like
know.
making sure, okay, you got what you need. You have what you need. All right, now I could eat. Even though my food
Yeah.
is cold, my coffee is cold. Okay, but everybody's good. Okay, now it's my turn. And when you're in your surgery
Self-love.
recovery, yeah, now when you're in your surgery recovery, it's you first. You have to eat. You have to make sure that you're good in order for you to be able to heal properly, recover quickly. You'll be back at it before you know it in a couple of weeks. But for those first 2 weeks, take care of yourself, allow yourself to be pampered, and just go for it.
And Mavi, I think one of the biggest expression of self-love is going through plastic surgery, especially the ones that, we're being moms. You were saying it, we forgot about ourselves. We're taking care of everybody, and that's a nature on a woman, especially when you become a mom. We're taking care of everybody. We are the last ones to eat. We eat the leftovers of our kids. Everything is the last for us. But I always do this analogy, and I'm able to do this analogy now that I'm in my 50s and my kids are already out of college. I'm an empty nester. It always I put this: when you go into a plane and you go on a flight and you're gonna travel, remember the flight attendant describing all the security measures. When they're saying in a time of emergency, once the oxygen mask, it comes down, before you put it on others, put it on yourself. That way you're gonna be able to help others. And that, I didn't understand it till now. I said, like, why do they always say that? Because if I have my kids, what is the first thing that you will do? Put the mask on them. And then what? If you don't help yourself, how are you going to help them? So it's like, help yourself first. Be healthy. be mentally, physically healthy, ready, energy, attitude. Take care of yourself first. Otherwise, you're never going to be able to take care of others. Love yourself. The love is inside of yourself. We are spending most of our life looking for the right partner, looking for the right love, looking for love. When we don't realize the love is inside of us. If we don't love ourselves, we were never going to be able or capable to love others. And vice versa. If you don't love yourself, that shows. So people will treat you the way you treat yourself. So guys, ladies, if you are having a second thought of plastic surgery, go do it, because the self-love. You know, sometimes we save money and save money. Oh, for the amazing vacation. You know what? Yeah, that's fine. Save it next year. Whatever you save this year or last year in 2023, spend it on yourself. Spend and invest, not spend, invest it on yourself with the plastic surgery. Believe me, after you do that, so many vacations are going to be offered to yourself. So many, believe me. After you do that, it's like, with this body, I know I'm going to get a lot of vacations.
You know what? That's 100% true. Either you're going to be so ready to go show off, you're so ready to be out there with your kids. This is something that I hear from my moms. I got a picture actually this Christmas, and it was a picture of the family picture for the Christmas card. And it was a mom telling me, the first year that I don't hide behind my kids for our Christmas card picture.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And you're able to go and play with your kids in the pool, go and play with your kids in the sand. If you go to the Caribbean or whatever, because now you feel comfortable with yourself, within your own skin. And that is so important. So ladies, please take action. Love yourself. We are, we are, to me, like, February, they'd say that is the month of love. To me, every single month, it should be the month of love and self-love. That's why we love ourselves, it will show. And everything, as we project ourselves, is going to come. It's going to be the good energy. Things going to come to yourself. You know, since I did my surgery, well, I got divorced, but nothing to do with the surgery. It was a different thing. But since I feel more comfortable with myself, with the surgery, then with all the treatments that I've been doing with Dr. Newell, everything comes my way in a good vibe. Because it's a good, is my mental. Mentally, I'm showing the world that I feel good, and everything comes your way.
Absolutely.
And that's amazing.
You attract it.
Yeah. The love of attraction.
You attract all those good things, all those, because you feel like you deserve them. You feel like you're
absolutely
worthy of having them. And that's something I like to talk about on the show all the time, about feeling worthy of it. Because a lot of my moms are like, oh, you know, I have the money for the surgery, but I could use it on a new kitchen, or I could use it, you know, for my kids to send them to college, which I'm not saying spend all your, go through all your money, but.
No, of course not.
They're saying, oh, we need a new car or something like that. And what I like to say is, you will step out of the car. You leave the house. And the house, you can buy a different one, move. You can still cook in your kitchen. But that feeling of being uncomfortable and unhappy with what you see in the mirror, you cannot step out of it. You can't just one day wake up and be like, oh, it doesn't bother me anymore.
No, that's painful. It's painful. Painful. Look at yourself in the mirror like that. And I'm going to add something, Mavi, about the financial part, because that's something that stops people to do the surgery. And these days, they don't know that is many programs, financial plans that they can access, that they get approved in 30 seconds, and they can have access to $15,000, $20,000, $25,000, $30,000, depending on how many things you want to do. And for 6 months or a year, depending on what plans you go, 0% interest. So why not? Why not? And especially if you buy a car, the minute that you drive the car out of the dealer, depreciation. You know, the value goes down. But when you do this, when you invest in your body, the
You know what? I
value
think that's the perfect note to end the show on. The
Yeah.
value goes up. I
Exactly, the
love
value
it.
goes up. So invest in yourself.
Invest in yourself. And as I like to say, and you guys know this is my catchphrase, you are worth the investment. You're worth it. So, Andrea, before I let you go, give me your top tip for somebody who is on their plastic surgery journey, and she's your sister, your mom. What are you telling her?
I will tell them, do your research first. Do your research based on experience, based on results, based on, and when I say experience, not only years of experience of the doctor, but the experience that you're gonna have at the time that you go and consult from the moment that you pick up the phone and call to make an appointment. Do your research. And the most important thing is to go with the one, not only the best that is for you, because not everybody is the best for you. Go with the best for you, meaning the one that give you this, your heart never lied to you. You all go with your heart, but do your research. Inform yourself. Don't try to save money on yourself. Don't go to Mexico or to Colombia, and I am from Colombia, and we have fantastic surgeons there, but you live here. If something happened to you after that surgery, even if it's a good surgeon, nobody in this country is going to touch you. No doctor is going to touch you. So then you're going to end up with getting worse things, have to go back to the country that you did the procedure, and it's probably gonna be bad to you, to your health and to your body. When you're gonna invest in yourself, you invest on the best, especially it's our body. This is our castle. This is what we carry every single day. So when it comes to make the decision to do a plastic surgery, do your research and go with the best one. No, with the cheapest one. So don't fall for the money. Oh, but so and so give me a better price. Doesn't matter, baby. Go with the best one because you're investing, and this is you can die from that. And we saw last year. That's why Dr. Neil was on the news all the time talking about, guys, ladies, be aware of these dangers of going to any clinic that you don't even know the credentials of the doctor or the clinic or the facility just because it's cheap. You know what is cheap? What you pay is what you get.
How's the
So,
Spanish in saying? El saying in Spanish, lo barato
lo
cuesta.
barato sale caro. Lo barato sale caro. So what you pay is what you get. So my best advice is do your research, go with the best, forget about if it's cheap. No, you're investing on yourself. You're not buying a car, you're not buying a house. You're remodeling your castle. You're remodeling your castle. And this is your body, this is your life. Many people depends on you. So remember, once you do the plastic surgery with a good one, with the best one, your value goes up.
Love it. That was amazing. Thank you so much, Andrea, for being on the show. And you guys, I will see y'all next week.